Directions. Now listen to a part of a talk in an anatomy class.
Okay, so German physicist Wilhelm Röntgen, born in 1845, died in 1923, was experimenting with electrical current when he discovered that a mysterious and invisible ray would pass through his flesh but leave an outline of his bones on a screen coated with a metal compound. Then, in 1895, Röntgen made the first durable record of the internal parts of a living human, an X-ray image, as it came to be called, of his wife's hand. Scientists around the world quickly began their own experiments with X-rays, and by 1900, X-rays were widely used to detect a variety of injuries and diseases. Okay, so in 1901, Röntgen was awarded the first Nobel Prize for Physics for his work in this field. Now, the X-ray is a form of high-energy electromagnetic radiation with a short wavelength capable of penetrating solids and ionizing gases. As they are used in medicine, X-rays are emitted from an X-ray machine and directed toward a specifically treated metallic plate placed behind the patient's body. Now, the beam of radiation results in darkening of the X-ray plate. X-rays are slightly impeded by soft tissues, which show up as gray on the X-ray plate, whereas hard tissues, such as bone, largely block the rays, producing a light-toned shadow. Thus, X-rays are best used to visualize hard body structures, such as teeth and bones. Now, like many forms of high-energy radiation, however, X-rays are capable of damaging cells and initiating changes that can lead to cancer. This danger of excessive exposure to X-rays was not fully appreciated for many years after their widespread use.
Question 1. What are X-rays best used for? Two. Why does the professor say this? This danger of excessive exposure to X-rays was not fully appreciated for many years after their widespread use.